Steel Ball with Richard Denning.
Hey, look what I found, Liz. A stack of real old National Geographic. Oh, come over here and look at these old magazines.
No, thanks. They remind me of the dentist's office.
Oh, but they're full of wonderful stuff. Look, it says right here that in South Africa, the female wombat takes on a protective coloring and becomes invisible during the mating season.
No.
No explanation has been found, and it's very frustrating to science.
I'll bet it's more frustrating to the male wombat.
Oh, gee, look at this automobile ad from 20 years ago, Liz.
Oh, let me see. Oh, doesn't that make you sad? New Cadillac, $1,100.
Lend me your handkerchief, Liz.
George, let's answer this ad. It's got a coupon on it.
Oh, don't be silly.
But it's my favorite model, a sport roadster with a rumble seat.
Say, do you remember those roadsters, Liz? With the isinglass curtain?
And the rumble seat.
And how tough it was to put the top up and down.
And the rumble seat.
And those hard tires that took 60 pounds pressure.
And the rumble seat.
Hey, wait a minute. What's with you and the rumble seat?
I was just remembering my college days, George. A couple of fellows drove us to school when I used to ride back and forth in the rumble seat.
Oh.
I'll never forget my college days. Gee, I sure got a wonderful education.
At college?
No, in the rumble seat. Say, what are you staying up here so long for anyway? Haven't you found those decayed ducks?
That's decoy ducks.
Oh, George, I just remember what happened to them. You know the charity bazaar last fall?
Yeah.
Guess what we used for targets in the shooting gallery?
You mean...
Yes, those little decoys have gone to the great duck pond up yonder.
Oh, well, I needed new ones anyway.
George, we ought to throw away some of this awful trash up here. That old iron junk, for instance.
Junk? That's my muscle-building equipment.
Too bad you never used it.
Thanks a lot. You know that my shoulders are 6 inches broader than they were before we got married?
Yes, I know.
And who can I thank for that?
Your tailor.
Nonsense. I built them up with this barbell.
Then how come when you take your coat off, they go back to their premarital size?
Oh, try and argue with a woman. I built them up by exercises like this. You lift the... You lift the barbell off the... Can't budge it off the floor.
What happened to you, boy?
Nothing's happened to me. It's the barbell.
Oh.
You see, when iron stays in a cool, dark place, it becomes heavier.
Oh. I thought that when a muscle stays in a lazy, white arm, it becomes flabbier.
Very funny. Now, listen, Liz, if we're going to get rid of anything, we ought to sell that old piano you insist on keeping.
Sell my wonderful old piano?
Well, why all the sentiments? You never could play it.
I could, too, and I still can. Listen to this. How was that?
Fine. Now do it without the player piano.
I didn't think you'd notice.
Well, your feet gave you away.
Oh.
That's the only way you ever could play a piano, with your feet.
Oh, is that so? Well, name anything and I'll play it.
All right.
How about Glowworm?
How about the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor?
How about Glowworm?
How about the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor?
Did I hear someone say Glowworm?
No, you didn't.
All right, I'll play the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor.
You mean you really can play it?
Certainly. The Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B flat minor.
I thought so.
Quiet. This is very difficult.
I think the glowworm blew a fuse.
Well, this piano needs tuning, that's all. Oh, shut up. George Cooper, you make me so mad. I'll fix you.
Liz, put down that barbell. Come on, Liz. Let's go downstairs.
Oh, no. Now you got me mad. I'm going to lick this glowworm if it takes all night. How do you think the piano looks in the living room?
It looks all right, Mrs. Cooper. I'm just glad that piano tuner's finished. He's been fiddling with it for hours.
He certainly didn't leave it very clean.
Say, that sounds fine. You play real good.
Katie, I'm cleaning the keys.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind my asking, Mrs. Cooper, how come you're taking piano lessons?
Oh, George makes me so mad. I'm just going to show him I'm not as untalented as he thinks. I used to play the piano pretty well.
Haven't you finished cleaning those keys yet?
Katie, this time I'm playing it.
Oh, pardon me.
It's all right. Now that it's tuned, George will see it was the piano that was at fault and not me. Can't even tune a piano. Oh, I wonder what's keeping Professor Krausmeier.
Krausmeier?
Yes, I located my old piano teacher. He gave me my first lesson when I was only 5 years old. I hope he realizes I'm grown up now.
And why?
Well, in those days, every time I did something wrong, he put me over his knee and spanked me.
Well, how often did that happen?
I never finished a lesson standing up. I'll let him in, Katie.
All right, Mrs. Cooper.
Why, hello, Professor Krausmeier.
Oh, little Lizzie. Oh, let me look at you. Ach, you don't look like a little Lizzie anymore. You look like a big Cadillac.
It's the same chassis with a little longer wheelbase.
And all the accessories, too.
Oh, thank you, Professor. Remember how you used to take me over your knee and spank me?
Yeah, and I remember that little song you used to play. Glow, little glow, brum, glimmer, glimmer. How is that poor little glow, brum?
Still suffering. Look, I found all my old music books.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Let me look, huh? Oh, 10 little tunes for 10 tiny fingers.
Yes, it comes out even. One tune for each finger.
And here's your old exercise book. Oh, you got one gold star on the singing mouse.
Oh, yeah.
You got two gold stars on the happy frog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and here's the glowworm.
What did I get on that?
One for stunken.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a little note you wrote.
Uh-huh.
She claims the piano is out of tune. Oh.
A silly excuse you used. Only a child would try a stupid alibi like that.
Oh, here's a good one, the robin.
Oh, you used to be pretty good on that one. Please, go ahead, please.
All right. Pretty good, huh?
Lizzie, you got 10 fingers, haven't you?
Certainly.
Let me see your hands.
Why?
It sounds like you got 7 on one hand and 3 on the other.
Professor, you don't think I'm hopeless, do you?
Oh, nobody is hopeless. I can teach anybody to play the piano who possesses only 3 qualifications.
What are they?
A right hand, a left hand, and $5 an hour.
That settles it. Professor, I'm going to take lessons again. I have to learn at least one piece perfectly, or life won't be worth living around here.
Oh, I have the perfect piece for you. It's an old German folk song called Weit unten auf dem Schwaneflug. It goes like this. Weit unten auf dem Schwaneflug.
Oh, I know that song. It's called Way Down Upon the Swanee River.
Ach, they are translating everything these days. If you really want to show it off, you should go on my little radio program, you know. Yeah, Professor Krausmeier's Talent Scout. Each week I give a prize. Of course, that's just for my talented boobles.
Oh, well, that lets me out. I'm not a talented booboo.
Now, if you would take 3 lessons a week, I might consider you talented enough to go on it.
Oh, I see. Mother Nature doesn't give out the talent anymore. You do, huh?
Well, we work hand in hand.
I guess. Tell me, Professor, how talented would I have to be to win this radio contest?
Five lessons a week?
Five lessons at $5. Professor, it's a deal. I'm going to win that contest and impress George if it takes all the talent I have in the bank.
Oh, Katie, how long can this go on?
I don't know, Mr. Cooper. She's been playing 3 days and hasn't reached the river yet.
When she does, I hope she falls in.
We even got a telegram asking her to stop.
No. Who sent it? The neighbors?
I think it really was, but they signed it, The Friends of Stephen Foster.
Oh, I'd better go in and try to reason with her. Maybe I can bribe her to stop.
Don't sing when I'm playing.
I've been yelling at you for 5 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't hear you.
Well, how can you stand to hear the same mistakes over and over all day long?
Well, I don't listen. I have cotton in my ears.
Look, why don't you stop this whole thing? I take back what I said. You're great. You play very well.
Really?
Honest Injun.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, George. I was going to give up, but you've given me the strength to continue.
Oh, what's the use? Goodbye.
See you later, dear.
Well, how'd you make out with I. Turby?
Oh, she wouldn't listen to me.
She wouldn't?
No, in fact, she won't even listen to herself.
Oh, isn't there anything we can do?
I think I'll go down to see Professor Krausmeier. I'd better get to Krausmeier in a hurry. Now there'll be no stopping. Professor Krausmeier, I'm Liz Cooper's husband.
Oh, come in, come in. Tell me, has she made it to E River?
Yes, today.
Congratulations.
Professor, I came to ask you to make Liz give up the piano. She's about the worst.
Wait! Your hands.
Huh? What about them?
So artistic. When you came in the door, I said, they are the hands of a pianist.
Really? Well, you're wrong, although I did play the violin a little in high school.
When you came in the door, I said, they are the hands of a violinist. I just happened to have this old violin in my studio. Go ahead. Play.
Oh, but I've forgotten everything I ever knew.
Oh, nonsense. True talent never dies.
Well...
Go ahead. Play. Heifetz, move over.
Yeah, I guess it did sound pretty good at that.
Hold it, hold it. You don't want to get stale, Yasha.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my, so much talent in one family. Oh, you will go, Blazer.
Oh.
No, I can see it now. George and his magic violin, and Liz and her makes you glad you're not a Glover, Moody.
Oh, but, Professor, I don't have time to take lessons.
Now, look, Mr. Cooper, I'll let you in on a secret. I got a little radio program. Each week I hold a contest. Now, your wife is going to be on it this week. How would you like to be on it and win? On the basis of talent, of course. Say for $50.
It'll be worth it to beat Liz at her own game. It's a deal, Professor.
Where's you stop that racket, George? I'm trying to practice.
You stop. I'm trying to practice.
All right. We'll just see who's the stubbornest. Where'd that harmonica music come from?
Me. I'm playing it in self-defense.
Oh, this is all your fault, George.
I'm going to be on that radio contest of Krausmeier's, too.
You?
Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if I walked off with the first prize.
I would. What would you like to bet you don't win, George?
Well, make it easy on yourself. But I'll have to warn you, I got my information right from the jockey.
The jockey, huh? Shake hands with the horse. I'll just bet $100, George Cooper.
You've got a bet.
Oh, are you a sucker?
From now on, Liz, I mean business. May the best man win. Shake.
Okay, and don't be surprised if the best man turns out to be a woman.
Liz, what have you done? You've ruined my violin.
All I did was glue the strings together.
All you did?
Well, you were having so much trouble with four strings, I thought one big one would be better.
Oh, for goodness sakes, come to bed, Liz.
Do you mind if I give my hands their nightly beauty care?
Oh, are you going to wear those gloves filled with hand cream to bed again?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing them whether you like it or not. Say, these gloves feel funny.
Do they?
I can't get them off. George Cooper, what did you put in these gloves?
Quick drying cement.
Oh! Well, this isn't going to stop me. I'll play on that program if I have to get a new book called 10 Tiny Tunes for 10 Tiny Toes.
Oh, aren't you dressed yet, Liz? It's almost time to leave for the radio studio.
I just have to put on my dress. I bought it specially for tonight. Why don't you get dressed?
Well, it doesn't take me as long as it takes you. Hey, where is your dress?
Right there on the... It's gone. George Cooper, what'd you do with my dress?
Nothing. Oh, it's too bad, Liz. You wouldn't wear any of your old ones. Well, I guess you'll just have to stay home.
That's what you think. I happen to have a whole closet full of... Look, my clothes, they're all gone.
Oh, what a pity.
You're so smart.
Hey, where are you going?
Right out here in the hall.
Hey! Hey, let me out of here. Let me out of here, Liz.
Well, that takes care of my competition. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to wear? Oh, I'll see if there isn't something I can wear in George's room.
Open that door! Hey, Liz!
That was little Danny Thielen, age 12. Thank you, Danny. You keep on playing like that, and who knows what will happen to you. Now we will hear from Esther Weiss, Zimbel student. Esther, I go look for her. Where is she?
I haven't seen her.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper.
That's a nice-looking suit you have on.
Oh, do you like it? I thought the pants were a little too long.
Crazy people. Well, I gotta find Esther. Mrs. Cooper, maybe she's in the... would you go look and see if she's in the...
I wouldn't dare in these clothes.
Here I am, Professor.
Oh, God. Oh, here she comes out. Hurry up, Esther. Hurry up. By the way, where is Mrs. Cooper, Mr. Cooper? The other Cooper. Where is
he? Oh, I'm sorry. He asked me to tell you he couldn't get out tonight.
I'm ready.
Oh, good. And now we will hear from Esther Weiss, Symbol student.
I am Esther Weiss, age 5 1/2. I will play Beethoven's 9th Symphony on the cymbal.
All right, Esther, go ahead. Thank you, Esther Weiss. Now, for our last contestant, we hear from Liz Cooper at the piano.
Hi, Liz.
George, how did you get here?
I slid down the drain pipe.
That's a lovely dress you're wearing.
Do you like it? The skirt's a little short.
That's my sunsuit.
Oh, that's what it is. hasn't it got an awfully low neckline?
You got it on backwards.
Well, now for our last contestant, Liz Cooper at the piano.
Last contestant? That's going to be me.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Now, what's going on here? What's the matter, Mrs. Cooper?
That's Mrs. Cooper.
Ach, you're both here. But there's only time for one of you.
Well, which one?
That's something you'll have to decide between you.
I'll play.
That's what you think. Out of my way.
No, wait. Come back. You both can't play.
My name is George Cooper.
My name is Liz Cooper.
Age 36.
My name is Liz Cooper.
I'll play humorette.
I'll play way down upon the Suwannee River.
But you both can't play at the same time.
One, two.
No, wait. You could at least play the same tune. One of you change to the other one.
All right.
One, two.
Professor?
You both won. I give you the prize for the best duet. 6 months, free lessons with Professor Krauswein.
George Cooper.
Huh? Hmm? What's the matter?
You ought to be ashamed.
Hey, what's the idea of slapping me?
That's for the way you acted in my dream.
Oh, what was I doing?
You were smooching with Betty Grable.
Oh, Liz. You know, I was dreaming, too, about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were dancing with Gregory Peck. But you don't see me getting angry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where were you in your dream?
Oh, I was out on the patio, smooching with Betty Grable.
Oh! For me and Betty Grable. Good night, George.
My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, was produced for broadcast in the Frankfurt studios of the American Forces Network Europe by Air Force Sergeant Dave Schofield. Specialist Brad Scott speaking. Join us next time for My Favorite Husband.